Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Start your blower up, and if it's a cold start, just let it run on idle for about a minute or so before you go revving it up to maximum velocity. As you work over an area, don't move in a straight line. Use more of a semicircular or arc-like pattern. When you work like this, you're focusing the material towards one point. And remember, you don't need to be running your blower on full bore all the time. Back off on the throttle a little bit and just use little bursts of power. They can be really effective.
'Tis the season. Buffalo and Toronto leaves everywhere in the October 24th edition of a long-standing rivalry.
That was me yesterday.
I know it was.
I was doing it in the driveway, and I was doing the half circle, not in a straight line.
Do you wear ear protection when you use the leaf blower?
No. And yesterday it was kind of drizzling, raining, and then all of a sudden I'm out there, and I've done half the driveway, and the rain started to come, and I'm like, oh, like, I got to finish. I can't. So now I was drenched, and I was blowing it, and the water everywhere. But we're having a little fun here.
Great
it's
fun.
It's a back-to-back home-and-home series with the Maple Leafs tonight at KeyBank Center, tomorrow down at Scotiabank
Arena.
Tonight
at 7.
7, yes,
tonight
it's
at 7 and tomorrow at 5 p.m. These are the things we need to impress upon you because we're all habitual. We see things, we schedule around things, and then when it changes, sometimes we don't know of these changes because we're locked in our lane. So we want to make sure you get here on time, earlier, preferably, and 7 o'clock tonight, 5 o'clock tomorrow in Toronto.
ESPN Plus, by the way.
Hulu and WGR Sports Radio 550.
Yes, so just want to make sure that that's what everybody knows. We will be back on the air tomorrow at 4:30 for the pregame. Mm-hmm. We're traveling to Toronto. We're going to be in the beautiful World Series Game 1 city. Game 2 tomorrow, Game 1 tonight.
Correct.
But anyway, we'll talk about that later in the show because we'll have Colton Ellis. And,
yep. Which leads us into goaltending tonight.
Yes.
Obviously, Colton's not expected to go. Alex Lyon is with Juko Pekka Luukkonen back in the fold. So Buffalo's dealing with three netminders after a Luukkonen victory in his one-game
conditioning
stint in Rochester. Yes, first game for Black and Red. I will say this, though. As much as I want to talk about Alex Lyon and the Sabres, I think the biggest challenge for the Sabres that most people don't know or talk about, how are they going to beat the greatest goaltender who has ever performed here inside of KeyBank Center? Anthony Stolarz brings a near 7-year, 228-minute shutout streak into KeyBank Center with shutouts on three separate teams.
Three teams, you're right. Because it started with
Florida, Anaheim. Anaheim, Florida, Toronto.
Yes.
But the streak actually began in December of 2018. Jack Eichel scored twice on Stolarz in the first period.
Yeah.
48 minutes of that game, they didn't score. Three straight games since, they have not scored in this building against Anthony Stolar. So how do they win this tonight?
Well, who and how? I think what we saw the Sabres do against Detroit, and by the way, there was a scoring change. The Josh Doan goal was credited to Alex Tuck now. It happened like late in the middle of the night. I think the PR put something in the middle of the night. But anyway, but the point is Tuck went to the front of the net, got a deflection. Tuck was in front of the net on Jack Quinn's goal. Toronto and Anthony Stolarz last week called out his teammates for not protecting him enough. That's when he was run over on a drive to the net, but not to protect the middle of the ice, the around the crease area. So take advantage of that, because that has been a big problem for Toronto. They are not doing a good job right around the crease, right around the net. So that's where you got to go against this Leafs team.
Right, and they'll enter tonight without Tanev, who's on IR, and Morgan Rielly, who's not going to play either. So that's huge holes on the defense in front of Stolarz.
Big holes on the defense, and so that's in front of Stolarz. That's the offense for the Sabres. I'm going to jump quickly back to the defensive side of the game for the Sabres. Obviously, goaltending is always something that you need, so Alex Lyon's going to have to be good. But Toronto has not performed as well as expected offensively. They have a hole on the top line. It was Matthew Nyes and Austin Matthews, but it was Easton Cowan. It was Michelli. It was Max Domi. There's a hole there, so they've not performed as well. Willie Nylander was called out by his coach. There has been some issues offensively with the Leafs as well, so you can't let them off the hook. You can't think this is going to be an easy defensive game. Like, you got to be hard on them. The same start you did against Detroit. Like, if you give up one or two shots in the first 10 minutes of the Leafs, you're going to make it miserable on them. That is one of the biggest key to focus on, as well as obviously take advantage of the holes on their defense.
The sample size is smaller for Alex Lyon against Toronto, but he's won 1-1 lifetime with nice goals against and save percentage. So Lyon, real quick for you, based on the fact that, again, the dynamic changes, there's three here instead of two, and he's coming off his first rest day of the season.
Yeah, and that's always good, right? Because especially a guy like Alex Lyon, who, you know, I mean, in spurts, he's had to play a lot of games, like with Florida a few years back and with Detroit.
Yep.
He's had to play, you know, five, six in a row. But the way that he's playing now, you're thinking, okay, let's continue to stretch that as much as we can so that Alex Lyon can be a guy that we count on for not just October, but we can count on him for November, December, January, and be a big part of our team. So I didn't think that they were going to use the Detroit game, especially his former team, as a game to give him a night off. And they did, and it worked well. Colton Ellis was fantastic. But now Lyon comes back in after a little bit of rest. Against Montreal Monday, it was okay. It wasn't the best performance he's had. Now you've had Tuesday, well, depending on the days off, but he's had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to rest, to think about it, to go on the ice, to work on the fine-tuning the details, and then be prepared for tonight's game.
And the one thing that, you know, he and the goaltending has been tied into, the number two penalty kill in the NHL.
Yep.
It still sits at over 96%, 96.2, and the power play remains in the top 10. So these are big things moving forward that they hope to have, you know, stabilized compared to a year ago. Jason Zucker impacts that. He scored last game, left the game due to injury, was back at the skate today, so it's expected that he'll get another go-around with Östlund and Quinn.
Yeah, and they were really good as a line, and obviously that was something that maybe the coaching staff was searching for, a third line that was going to be able to provide some offense, to spend time in the offensive zone. It was the Kulik, Thompson line, as and Benson line as they've had moments in the offensive zone. They've been able to create, especially because Benson has been a great welcome back addition after the injury. But, yeah, so that works. And Tuck has had some really good moments in the offensive zone as well with his mates. So I feel like Östlund now, I want to see him again show a little bit more confidence. But with Zucker and Quinn, they've played well together. So now you got three lines that can go. And I feel like that maybe is an advantage to the Sabres, knowing that, okay, well, what does Toronto have? You know, they have Matthews and Knies on the line, and they have Tavares and Nylander on another line. But do they have a third line, a fourth line that, you know, will be able to compete? You can take advantage of that. You're home. Work on the matchups and try to take advantage of that.
Well, speaking of home and road splits across the NHL, it was another hot start to the season for the road teams, but the home team has finally crested back just slightly ahead. The home teams are picking up 0.561 points per game. Road teams are at 0.553. This was after a massive 12-game night in the NHL last night with so many storylines to take out of it. You mentioned Benson, though, as we stay on Buffalo-Toronto tonight, 7 p.m. start here at KeyBank Center. Benson's assist streak came to an end against Detroit, but he's going without the bubble tonight.
Well, he did tell everybody that as soon as he could get rid of the bubble, he was going to get rid of that thing. I kind of liked it. I thought it looked cool, especially with the bandage underneath. Like, it's like, man, you've gone through a lot, but no, I think he's always going to be that. If you told Benson you don't have to wear a helmet today, I think he'd go bucketless. I think he'd go Craig McTavish on everybody and not wear it, because that's how he is, which is great. That's somebody that works extremely hard, but he's healed up now, and you know, let's see, maybe that gets him to find the back of the net.
And, you know, from the Sabres standpoint at the skate today, you had not only the four lines that we expected to see, but Greenway and Gjertsen are out there. And obviously with Greenway, he's still working towards his first game of the season. The defense looks like it'll stay the same as far as Dahlin and Byram, Power and Timmins, and Samuelson and Metsä. But there's also good news there in that Bryson was on the ice recovering from his injury.
Yep.
And Kesselring getting close to the point where he could be available next week, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully with Kesselring. And I do think that when he comes in, it adds a new dimension to the group of defense. I've really liked what I've seen out of Timmins as an individual. Mm-hmm. And I've liked what I've seen out of Samuelson. There's been some really good moments. There's some moments that are still like working through it, but it's a positive. So all I want is be able to get a good look at Dahlin and Byram together, then Power and Kesselring together, then Samuelson and Timmins together. Mm-hmm. And I look, you know, everybody's been playing good. Like Metsa's here now, and mm-hmm. he's had some good moments.
I think he's been fine this week.
He's been fine. Games, yeah. Bryson was fine when he played, and unfortunately he took an elbow to the face, and Lindy said he was dealing with a concussion. So to see him on the ice, that's a good step in the right direction for him. But to try to get healthy on the blue line, I can't wait to see Kesselring back in the lineup.
What do you make of three goaltenders here now, and how you expect it to play out here in the near future?
Well, you know how I feel about it. I don't love it.
Right, but it is what it is.
It is so what it is, exactly. Yeah, and I think Andy Ruff said something to the effect of, you know what, I'd rather have three and things are going well than none, right? And that's the thing. Is it something that in the short term, everybody's fine, you can find practice time for everybody, you can find ice time for everybody, possibly? In the long term, it becomes more difficult, because mm-hmm. then you don't get the reps that you want, either in practice and in games, because you practice less and less, which means less and less reps. So you got to find the time. Look, Luukkonen played one game in Rochester. I was wondering if he was going to get a second game in Rochester, but it was all going to be dictated on how did he feel after the game, because he played well enough to say, mm-hmm. you're in game rhythm, okay, but how's your body feeling? He gets recalled out of his conditioning. So, obviously, the body's feeling good. So, he'll get a game, but they didn't skate yesterday. It's a morning skate today. Mm-hmm. Luukkonen may take part in a morning skate tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock game, but it won't be like a full practice. So, I would anticipate him getting a full practice next week and getting a start next week. So, probably Lyon tonight, and then maybe throw him back Colton Ellis in tomorrow, because why not? He played well. Let's keep the good vibes going.
Right, and you have Bills night next Tuesday. Did you notice the start time on that? 6:45.
Yes, I remember writing it in my mm-hmm. calendar. Like, this is a weird start
Columbus
time.
Is here Tuesday night, Bills night, 6:45.
6:45, mm-hmm. yeah. And I knew it was Columbus because we've been doing the promotion, and because my good buddy Jean-Luc Grandpierre said, I'll be in town Monday night.
Hey, nice.
Because they travel on the road now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So he's like, I got a 2 o'clock flight with the team and I'll be in town Monday night. So, yes.
Who do you have as your anytime goal scorer for Buffalo tonight?
I am going to go with Josh Doan.
Mm-hmm. Plus 270.
Plus 270. It's dropped, right? He was in the plus 300. And now that he's starting to get himself going, the odds have dropped a little bit.
It was adjusted after the scoring change?
I don't know. But maybe they're like, hey, he's due because he got one taken away against the Detroit Red Wings. But I'm going to go with Josh Doan. We talked about that line, right, with McLeod and Tuck. And I thought McLeod skated the best I've seen him skate so far this season against Detroit. So I'm looking at him saying, continue to skate that way. Tuck has been playing with a little bit more edge, and Doan has been great. Saw his dad, Shane Doan, earlier this morning.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm putting it all my chips in the middle of the table, Josh Doan, anytime goal scorer.
Well,
who do you got?
I'll stick with a familiar pattern for me lately.
Metsä?
Similar.
Have the odds gone up or
seeking
down?
Seeking his first is Noah Osland at plus 750.
Okay.
So I'm going to go there because
plus 750?
Yeah, but it doesn't have a point in 9 NHL games.
I know, but that's pretty good comparing that considering Metsä was plus 2700.
Right.
2700.
Yeah, right.
So I like that. Noah Osland getting the anytime goal for you.
Right. And of course, here we are. We're 7 games into the year. Buffalo's won 3 of the last 4. The Leafs have dropped 2 in a row, and it's all about team. Every individual will tell you it's all about team. So that's the most important thing. But how do you have team success? You need players to be who they are, i.e. trustworthy and predictable and consistent.
Yes.
And every year you need players to surpass expectations. So we're asking on our X poll today, who has surpassed your expectations so far the most this year? Quinn, Doan, Benson, Lyon are the options.
Okay, I got to check. I got to vote, so I'm doing it live. Who has surpassed my expectation? I am going to go with Alex Lyon. That's who I'm going with. I've always liked Josh Doan. And the more and more, you know, you talk to people around the league, around, the business that have had conversation. And when the Sabres made the trade, J.J. Peterka to Utah, and Michael Kesselring was a big, big part of that trade. But a lot of people have told me, Duffer, that I don't think that trade would have happened if Utah wouldn't have made Josh Doan available.
Mm-hmm.
And so my expectations were always pretty high on Josh Doan as a guy that was going to come in and play top three lines and produce offensively. I thought Benson, well, he's exceeding my expectation in the way that I didn't think it was going to work on the top line, and he's looked really good on the top line. But he still hasn't scored a goal. So maybe that's the thing. Like, can Zach Benson be a top line left winger scoring 12 goals a year? Like, you know, I think there needs more
Dale
production.
Dale Hawerchuk got to the point where he would score less than 20 and still produce 70 to 80 assists. So,
that's the thing. Like, can you get?
I'm not comparing Benson to Hawerchuk, but you get the point here. Is some
you
guys
can be effective?
You can be effective. That's the
point. But it's harder to to do it if you only get 10 goals. So that, and Jack Quinn, I was very high on.
Wait a minute. If he's 10 and 40.
50 points? Is that a top line
left winger?
That's
an almost doubling of his previous point total.
I know, but is it a top line left winger?
Well, sure it is, because the assumption is, well, okay, I'm assuming Thompson will get to the numbers that he, it, my concern would be who in the middle
yes.
carries them to consistent top line status. And this is not to say Yuri Kulik can't, it's just, it's been an uneven start to the year for him, and he needs to reestablish here in the midst of the Norris injury.
I was going to say, with Josh Norris, it's a little bit easier to think that Thompson's going to get 45 goals, 45 assists, 90 points, and that Benson will get 15 to 20 goals, 40 assists, 60 points maybe, right?
And you're all I'm saying is I'm happy with 50. I think that's a huge leap for Benson if he gets there.
Okay, so. Well, he's exceeding a little bit my expectation, but I really felt like, okay, Alex Lyon is coming in to be a good veteran support system for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. The door opened, and it's like, I don't know what that's going to look like. And in the first six games of the year, he plays all six of them, and he's probably the best player for the team. So for that reason, I'm saying Alex Lyon is the one. This is really close. This is a two-man race right now. Alex Lyon, 43%. Josh Doan, 42%,
that's
so
great.
That's where it's at right now.
That's great. Those are off-season acquisitions. You crave that when you bring people in, you know?
And last year was McLeod and Zucker, right? And it's like, hey, those guys had career years, and it looked really good, so you got to continue.
Amazing to think that this is the front end of a home-and-home set and what is a crazy sports weekend in Toronto. So Buffalo will be at Toronto tomorrow. They'll also head to Toronto in January, and then the final of the four-game season series happens between the Leafs and Sabres here in Buffalo on March the 14th. Last night, there were 12 games in the NHL.
It was busy.
We've got Colton Ellis of the Sabres coming up at the bottom here on Sabres Live. Dazzled, disturbed, oh my goodness. You know what I hated last night? Every 7 o'clock matchup had a team that I can't stand in it. And I was like, which game do I watch? I don't want to watch that one. I don't want to watch that one.
So you didn't want to watch the Flyers?
Don't let me, no, I'm not going to tell you which ones I don't like.
You're pleading the fifth on that one? You don't want
Yeah, because there were five games and I couldn't stand any of them.
It's pretty easy for me to tell you what games you did not like.
Here's the thing. The game that I ultimately had to watch was unbelievable. San Jose and the New York Rangers and Macklin Celebrini, along with Will Smith and others, were dazzling.
Yes.
Three goals for Celebrini, 5 points, and Smith has 2 goals and 4 points, including the overtime winner from Celebrini. The Sharks are finally in the win column.
And it was against Igor Shesterkin.
Buffalo did that to him last year, too.
Right, well, exactly. But look, the San Jose Sharks go into MSG, and the Rangers are seeing the Sharks coming in, and they haven't been able to score much at MSG, and you're like, okay, this is going to explode, but you don't think it's going to explode, and your defense is going to give up 6, right? So the Sharks took a, was it 4-0?
3-1.
It was 3-1 lead, right?
And then they were down 4-3, tied it.
Yeah, and then they tied it, and then the Rangers came.
they had the monster two-minute advantage.
Yeah.
And it took forever, but they finally got the one, only that Radish scores for his hat trick and gets it even. Unbelievable.
At 5-5. Now, the funny part of this is that, I don't know if you've seen on social media, Duffer, but Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith were asked questions by somebody on social media that goes and talks to people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so where do you live? I live in San Jose. Where do you live? I live in San Jose, too. Oh, that's nice. Like, it was so funny. So they're in New York. They're enjoying themselves. Well, yeah, you know what? Macklin Celebrini, he's a superstar. He was dazzling last night with his second hat trick of his career. But, yeah, so that was one part of my dazzling. I'll tell you this. I had totally forgotten that there was an Adams Division matchup between Hartford and Quebec going on because I was, you know, watching other games. I was working with TSN last night, so I was watching most of the Canadian teams, and then all of a sudden I saw something on social media. I'm like, I'm missing out on one of the best jersey matchup that we've seen in a long time, and I get it.
Do you want to know something? It never looked that good in person in the 80s.
No.
The jerseys sparkled in today's world of however
HD,
many
yes. 4K cameras, the better fabric. Like in 1982, if Hartford and Quebec played, it was these cotton faded jerseys that they wore. So the green didn't stand out. The blue didn't stand out. The crest, the red crest of the Nordiques was unbelievable. So it was an ultimate jersey matchup. And
what a game.
What a game, too. But you know what? I heard a story today. I'm disturbed about this story. So when Quebec left for Colorado, Pierre Lacroix wanted to make sure that the Nordiques' legacy was going to carry on. Mm-hmm. And Joe Sakic has been making a point to make sure that the Nordiques' legacy carries on, the players, the alumni, the history. One of the first calls that Joe Sakic made when they decided to go with the Nordiques uniform this year has been to the Montreal Canadiens to say, when we come in January, we would like to wear the Nordiques jerseys. It would be fantastic. They never called them back. I'm disturbed by that.
Yeah.
Like, this is not like a, like, it's Joe Sakic calling you saying we'd love to do it, and the Canadiens never called him back.
Well, the Avalanche Nordiques came back last night. It ends in a shootout.
Yes.
And how many, off the top of your head, do you know how many wins Carolina has this year? They played seven games.
They have 6 with that one.
They have a 6-1 record. Yeah. Seth Jarvis has 4 game winners and 1 shootout deciding goal. He is responsible for 5 of their 6 wins. It is unbelievable to watch this guy play. The only disturbing aspect of it, there is no coach in the league who acts like his team is more hard done by consistently throughout the course of a night than Rod Brind'Amour.
Yeah.
It was painful to watch him last night. And then squeaky wheel gets the grease. They'd already been shorthanded 7 times, and then boom, boom, late in the game, all of a sudden they got power plays. So
yeah, it was between him and Marty St. Louis last night, because Marty St. Louis was also complaining about the power plays that Edmonton got late in the game. But now, you know, when I was watching the shootout last night between Hartford and Quebec, a.k.a. Carolina and Colorado, I thought to myself, man, would I have loved a good old 1986 shootout between the Hartford Whalers and the Quebec Nordiques
almost
and the talent that those teams had back in the 80s.
It felt like it. It was a terrific game, and Freddie Anderson had the most saves he's ever had in a Carolina/Hartford uniform as part of a victory. So, big night for him. We mentioned goaltending. Obviously, it's Lyon here tonight. Colton Ellis is going to join us coming up. Rochester, of course, is where Lukanen played the other night. It's Devon Levi tonight as the Amerks are home to Laval. So this will not be another new netminder for Rochester after using 4 different starters in their first 5 games. But not only are they home tonight to Laval, they're at Cleveland tomorrow. So it will be interesting to see who gets the start in that game based on the fact that they, too, are carrying 3 netminders. Now, of course, very familiar with that league based on his career path is Colton Ellis. So he's been in the spotlight. He was also mic'd up not that long ago in Springfield.
I might feel like extra lonely because I can talk to you, but you can't talk to me. Not that it's different from any other day, you know, but I don't know. Maybe just because I'm thinking about it. Do you want the smoke, dude? One shot, one beer. One and one. One at corner. One shot, one beer. Oh, is it good? Oh, hey, is it beer? Because, like, breakaway shot is in.
So
beer?
One shot, one breakaway.
Yeah, breakaway, like beer?
Yeah.
Maybe the whole video can just be me in this game. Stand up save. Good technique. Oh, you thought, dude. Another stand up save. Clip that for sure.
He's going to be so fun to talk to. Stay tuned for that coming up on
stand
Sabres
up
Live.
Stand up save.
It's amazing. And he's had such a journey to get here.
Yes.
That's why it was so worthy of celebration the other night when he got in his first NHL game and secured the victory here for Buffalo versus Detroit. Mm-hmm. And we told you about what's coming next week. It's Bills night here at KeyBank Center. Columbus comes in on Tuesday night. Want to win? A sweet night experience with a Sabres and Bills legend for that Tuesday game? Well, you could watch from a suite on Tuesday the 28th when Columbus is here and enjoy visits from Steve Tasker and Tim Connolly and probably a mascot or two. Sabres.com/enter. Colton Ellis when we come back on Sabres Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.